Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So first hometown is Brendan. Mm-hmm. Tasia, she said this date has been a long time coming and she's looking mm-hmm. definitely for some validation herself because she hasn't, I mean, none of us have really seen Brendan.
I know, poor thing,
in
since
a minute.
Week one. Yeah.
But they had a great one-on-one date, even though it was like weeks ago, and he's been riding off that one-on-one, that connection.
Yes.
Been riding steady.
Yep.
So yeah, they meet up. They look, you know, happy and in love. Tasia, she's mm-hmm. all giggly and, you know, nervous. It's so cute. And so for his date, they, you know, kind of turn the corner. And there's like this makeshift carnival fair. Mm-hmm. Apparently where, I don't even know, where is he from? Some small town, he said.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know. He said he's from a small town and fairs mm-hmm. and things is like a big part of his hometown.
Yeah.
But then he also surprises her that they have a little helper that's going to be joining them, and then his cute little niece comes running
Aaliyah.
Yeah, there goes your A name.
I know. Again,
I like the name Aaliyah. Yeah.
I need to know more about Brendan's family, because that curl pattern and that way they spelled Aaliyah for my closed captions, I was like,
I think he's Portuguese. Is that what?
Oh my
Jody
lord!
Said, I think.
Yes,
I think he's Portuguese. So he got a little.
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, yes. Okay, there yes. we go. Got it. Oh, thank you, friend. I was wondering about that the whole episode.
The
okay.
curl pattern.
Yeah,
I was
Aaliyah. Like, why he look like me with a rod set? Like what?
Oh lord. So yeah, his niece, she's so cute. She, mm-hmm. I don't know, she's like 11, 12. I don't know.
11, 9, 13.
Nine, whatever,
one of them. Yeah, eight. I don't know.
So cute. But yeah, they're, you know, he's really close with his niece. And so, mm-hmm. And it's funny because like I'm an aunt now. I have a nephew.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like the aunt and uncle obsession.
Oh my God.
It's real,
I
y'all.
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
It's real. I want nothing to do with kids now, but. Like, or anytime yeah. soon, but I love my nephew up and down.
Yeah.
And so you can see that same, you know, love and excitement with Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tasia and him, and the niece and him are hitting it off. They kind of play all these fun little carnival games. Mm-hmm. And it was cute. Brendan and Aaliyah, they have a little dap. They have their own little, you know, handshake situation.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have handshakes. I don't do this, but I feel like people be doing this.
Be doing this. Fun yeah. fact, Nate and I have a debt.
Yo, you a nigga. Oh my God. You
quarantine
a nigga. Oh
day
God,
one, baby. That was
oh
our first activity
God.
Together.
Oh my Lord.
Oh girl, you should have saw us. We were on YouTube. Literally like
YouTube.
Nerds. We were on YouTubing depths and like
oh my God.
Looking at different ones and like finding like styles and like, oh, okay, so oh that guy, he did this. So we go up and then we cross. Oh yeah. Like two losers. That was the quarantine day one. I'm proud of our dad though. Our dad is legit.
Oh no. Okay.
So yeah, I appreciate it, Brendan and Aaliyah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do their little dap. They mm-hmm. Brendan is talking about he wants to be a dad more than anything. He's always wanted mm-hmm. to be a young dad. He I guess was expecting that was last marriage and that didn't happen. So it's like this
yeah.
is a big deal for him.
It is. And I see why he's freaking out a little bit, because mm-hmm. why didn't he know that she didn't want to have kids? But I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. But yeah, he said in his confession, I can definitely see Tasia as the mother of my kids. And they have a, you know, grand old time. So now the nighttime portion of their date, Tasia, she looks cute. Cute little modest to meet the parents.
Yeah, it was nice. But a little leg.
But a little leg. A little, yeah. I love it. Got to balance it out. And so, yeah, she's like in her confessional, she's like, she's been all in for Brendan since day one. Like, she really has held onto him.
Yeah.
Riding off that date and just been entertaining the other guys. But he's been a shoo-in this whole time. But she does admit sometimes she can't really read him, and she knows he relies a lot on his family. So she's definitely, you know, she needs to make the full picture right now. So they head inside. We meet Brendan's brother and his sister.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Law, and little Leah's there as well. And they, Tasia, first of all, her smile is everything. She literally lights up a room.
She literally, and makes everybody just like, whew, kind of exhale. You know,
like any of the families that were skeptical, like as soon as she walks in, you could just feel them like, oh my God, she's so pretty. She's so warm. Yeah. Like the smile, like they just, she just has that quality to her. It's really amazing. But yeah, they sit and chat with the brother and, just kind of catch up on their dates. They, you know, they bring up the lie detector date, how it came up inconclusive that he, you know, was nervous about meeting the families and all of that. But yeah, Brendan sits with his brother first, and the brother kind of points out how he, you know, was looking for physical connection, and, you know, he saw it immediately. He sees it between them, and how, you know, Brendan, he was getting very emotional just talking about how real this is for him. Like,
yeah, because this is his second time, and he wants this to be his only time.
He wants this to be it.
The last time.
Tasia and the sister-in-law chit-chat and are kind of talking about, you know, how Brendan and her related over being married when they're young and then divorced. Tasia sits with the brother and he says, you know, Brendan's definitely ready. He, looking at the two of them, he could just see their connection. He can see their spark. He's like, I could just see it between you guys. Like, he don't need much convincing. And Tasia appreciated that validation, which is wild because it sounds like she needed a lot of validation from Brendan.
I know. Yeah, which I can understand because I haven't had a one-on-one in 5 weeks. And mm-hmm. she's been on a lot of life-changing one-on-ones with other people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Brendan hasn't really given her, especially with those inconclusive answers about this particular day.
True. Like,
she probably did need a lot from him, which is understandable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, all in all, the family loved her. She had a great time with them. Mm-hmm. They see it. They co-sign it, which is big because he's one of the – him and Zach are the only two that have been married before. So those are the families that were like – on edge about, like, what are they, are they going to accept Tasia? Are they into this thing? But they seem to really be on board. And, they walk out, kiss, all that jazz. She's saying she can really see a future with Brendan, all that good stuff. So, one hometown in the books.
Yeah. Well.
Now, next up is Zach. Now, last week, Zach, did he say to her that he's in love with her or he's falling in love?
Falling.
Okay. Falling. So, Zach is one of the few, maybe the only one.
He might be the only one.
I think he's the only one who said to her, I'm falling in love with you. And she said it back. She said it back. So
that's against the rules. Yep.
This is like maybe our front runner. We don't know. There's some there for sure.
Definitely. Yes.
Now, Tasia, she shows up. She looks amazing as always. Loving
titties
this.
Out.
Titties out. Flowy pink dress with like pleats and
Slits and all kinds of things going on.
Cutouts, a lot of stuff. It was nice. But yeah, they meet up. We learn that Zach lives in New York. He's from Jersey, but he lives in the city. And so for his date, they're going to go, you know, all around New York.
Did Loved you peep this. Zach's shoe game?
Zach always got a sneaker on. I don't know much about sneakers, but he always seems to have like a sneaker on, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I thoroughly appreciated that they were going on a New York date and he was wearing Jordan 1s. And not just any Jordan 1s. The mushroom Jordan 1s. Oh. Those are so hard to get.
Really? What is like mushroom?
It's the color. It's the colorway. It's mushroom.
It's like a brown or...
Yeah, it's like a brownish, beige, just like it's like a very neutral color. So everybody wants one because it goes with everything.
Okay.
And he waited in line for those, like for sure. Whether it was online on Stadium Goods, he bid for those. Those are nice.
Damn. Yeah, Zach is a sneakerhead. You could tell. Yes. I don't know shit about sneakers, but he always has on a sneaker.
Yeah.
Always has on. Yep. Nice. But yeah, I love this day. It was cute. They had this little like,
it was so cute.
Yeah. Fake little cardboard taxi. And they just like ride around to these different stations. We also learned that in their first conversation together, Tasia told him that she was thinking about moving to New York.
So exciting.
Which I guess, as he said, he's been kind of envisioning it ever since.
Right. Manifesting. Manifesting. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's heartwarming to know. Like you live in a city that was already previously desirable to her.
Yes, right? That's so far away, so it's like, and he can't give up the board at the rehab center,
right? So
you know, like
that's a big move, but it was ready in her head before, so there's less convincing to do, which is good.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.